大家在刷手机。
Everyone is using their phones.
连 WiFi 就身处一个无懈便捷的时代。
With WiFi, you're now in a wireless and convenient era.
有一个人我们必须要感谢，他呢发明了无线电。
There is a person we must thank for inventing the radio.
还打败了特斯拉，泰坦尼克。
Also defeated Tarsacton.
靠浴血的时候。
When bleeding.
就是因为依靠他发明的无线电。
It is because of relying on the radio invented by him.
所以救了几百人。
So he saved hundreds of people.
他是第一位没上过大学却斩获诺贝尔奖的人。
He is the first person to win a Nobel Prize in Literature without having attended university.
今天我带大家分享一下。
Today, I'd like to share with you.
1909年诺贝尔物理学奖获得者马可尼。马可尼出生在意大利的大地主家庭。
In 1909, Guglielmo Marconi was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Physics. Marconi was born into a wealthy family in Italy.
他从小一直是私教。
He has always been a bad student.
父亲来
Dad,
一直想让他安稳考公务员，可他就喜欢摆弄些电路，被爸爸骂。
I always wanted him to take the civil service exam, but he preferred to tinker with circuits, which his father scolded him for.
哎呀
Oh no.
你不务正业呀。
You're not doing your job properly.
母亲呢特别开朗。
Mother is very cheerful.
支持他做这些研究。
Support him in doing these research.
聘请大学老师给他讲物理。
And the university teacher taught him physics.
然后又陪同他去英国创业。
Then I accompanied him to the UK for business.
创立了无线电公司。
Founded a radio company.
还申请了专利。
Also applied for a patent.
最后晚年的时候。
In the late years of his life.
他还是巴黎和会意大利的全权代表。
He was still the full representative of Italy at the Paris Peace Conference.
那我们接下来聊一下他的核心发明。
So, let's talk about his core inventions next.
第一个点是讲一下电磁。
The first point is to talk about electromagnetic waves.
不，大家没听说过电波磁。
Have you ever heard of electromagnetic waves?
波，但为什么只有电磁波呢
？But why only electromagnetic waves？
啊，那为什么电磁波它就能传递信号呢
？Why can electromagnetic waves transmit signals？
啊，1864。
1864。
也，麦克斯韦他就通过一个数学推演公式。
Maxwell through a mathematical derivation。
是，就预言。
As predicted。
这个电磁波是存在的。
This electromagnetic wave exists.
又过了十几年。
10 years have passed.
1887年。
1887.
赫兹通过实验证实。
Hertz proved through experiments that.
哎。
Oh.
快速变化的电流。
Rapidly changing current.
它就是能产生电磁波。
It is able to generate electromagnetic waves.
并且不需要导线。
And no wiring is required.
它就能在空中传播。
It can spread in the air.
但是可惜这个实验天才物理学家赫兹呢就37岁就过世了。
However, it's a pity that this brilliant physicist Hertz died at the age of 37.
当他去世的时候。
When he passed away,
各大报刊呢刊登了他的研究成果。
His research findings were published in major newspapers.
哎
，Oh，
恰好被马可尼看到了。马可尼
just happened to see Marconi.
当时就想，既然电波能隔空传播
，At that moment, I thought to myself, since radio waves can travel through the air without any medium,
那是不是就可以远距离无线传递信号了？
Can we then transmit signals over long distances wirelessly?
第二点
Second,
我们分享一下电磁波的三种产生方式。
Let's share three ways to generate electromagnetic waves.
首先，第一种是 LC 振荡电路。
First, the first type is the LC oscillating circuit.
我们现在老是电台呀，
We're talking about our old-fashioned radio stations.
音机啊，就依靠它。L 是这个线圈，它
Radio, it relies on this coil.
就像水管一样。
It's like a pipe.
那 C 呢，就是个电容，
That C is a capacitor.
就像水桶一样。
Like the bucket,
那把电流在电圈和电容之间来回这个震荡。
the current oscillates back and forth between the coil and the capacitor.
就像水流在水桶和水管之间流动一样，
Like water flowing between a bucket and a pipe.
它这个波动越大，就
The greater the fluctuation.
产生了电磁波。
To generate electromagnetic radiation.
第二种呢，是依靠一个芯片，芯片微动开关。
The second type relies on a chip, CPU's microswitch.
就我们手机里边现在安装的，它是一秒。
It's currently installed on our phones, taking 1 second.
它就十几亿次开关会产生电磁波。
It can generate electromagnetic waves by switching on and off billions of times.
然后通过天线发射信号。
Then, through the antenna, it transmits signals.
那我们现在的手机啦、WiFi 啦，就这种做。
So, what should we do with our current phones and Wi-Fi?
那我们再说一下马可尼当时是怎么发射电磁波的。
So, let's talk about how Marconi was able to transmit electromagnetic waves.
它是一个直接电磁，
It is a direct electromagnetic.
它又加个线圈，线圈的目的是把那个电压呢从几伏变成几万伏。
The purpose of adding an additional coil is to convert the voltage from a few volts to tens of thousands of volts.
然后在这两个缝隙中间加个小球。
Then add a small ball in the middle of these two gaps.
然后加高压给它击穿。
Then give it a high voltage shock to break it.
那肯定会有电火花嘛。
There definitely would be sparks.
电火花形成高频振荡电路。
The spark forms a high frequency oscillating circuit.
然后接上天线呢，
Then how to connect the antenna?
电波就开始四处发射了。
The radio began to transmit.
那发射以后，
After that,
在接收段呢就加了个天线，
in the receiving end, add an antenna.
然后就经过一个电容过滤了，
Then it goes through a capacitor filter.
达波以后就可以收到信号了。
After the chaos, the signal can be received. 哦。
然后就可以传递了。
Then it can be passed on.
那接下来他做的呢，
What he did next,
就是从几米扩展到几百米，
from a few meters to hundreds of meters,
那再扩展到山顶，
and extend to the top of the mountain,
甚至扩展到几公里。
even extend to several kilometers.
那他的接下来工作就是一直扩展。
He has been working on this project for a long time.
那就是去他妈妈带他去英国开公司。最后一个点给大家分享的是，
That's the last point I want to share with everyone, which is to go to his mother to take him to start a company in the UK.
大家应该很清楚，
Everyone should be clear that
就电磁波和光，
regarding electromagnetic waves and light,
它甚至是一个东西，
It's even a thing.
它肯定是也直线传播。
It must be traveling in a straight line.
而地球是圆的，
And the earth is round.
整体来说，
Overall,
我们肯定是不会跨越到大西洋的，
we definitely won't cross the Atlantic.
就是从欧洲直接去到美洲的。
It's from Europe directly to America. Okay?
那这个道理是这样的，
Here is the principle.
但是马可宁他说还是要试一下。
But Mark Ning said that we should still try.
结果呢，
The result is,
他还成功了。
he succeeded.
我们现在知道原因是一。
We now know the reason is one.
第一个点是因为海水可以传递信号。
The first point is that the sea can transmit signals.
第二点是因为我们天空中是有电离层的。
The second reason is that we have an ionosphere in the sky.
它不可以反射光。
It cannot reflect light.
它是可以反射电信号。
However, it can reflect electrical signals.
这个只有到了1947年才获得诺奖。
This is the first time that a Chinese film has won an Academy Award since 1947.
大家才知道这个结果。
Everyone should know this result.
那我们最后聊一点对马可尼的感悟。
So, let's conclude with our reflections on Marconi.
第一个点呢。
The first point is,
他从来没接受过。
He never accepted it.
就是素质教育。
It is about quality education.
他从来都是家里边私人教授。
He has always been a private tutor at home.
那私人教授呢？
The private tutor,
他又偏向应用。
He is more inclined to applications.
所有动手能力很强。
All have strong practical skills.
那我们现在从小到大经历全日制这个标准化的学校学习。
So, we now experience standardized school learning from primary to secondary education.
我们也不能全盘照搬。
We can't just copy and paste.
因为每个人的程度不一样。
Because everyone has different levels.
我们必须取其精华。
We must extract the essence.
取其糟粕。
On the way back.
最终落地实操。
Final practical implementation.
还像马可尼这样，就是非落地性非常强。
It's like Marconi, which is very non-grounded.
那第二个点呢？
What about the second point?
就是我们当时的物理理论，电磁波是不能延迟线传播的。
The electromagnetic waves we were using at that time could not travel in a straight line.
谁都知道，那地球是圆的，那无线电肯定是不能穿过大西洋的。
Only those who know that the Earth is round would know that radio waves cannot pass through the Atlantic Ocean.
但是他还是要去做这个事情。
But he still insisted on doing it.
那结果确实是成功了。
That result is indeed achieved.
是因为我们脑子认识是有一定局限性的。那每一个时代都是有甘于推翻这种固定理论的人。
Because our brains have inherent limitations, every era has people willing to overturn fixed theories.
比如说我们当时做了上千次实验的爱迪生发明了电灯。
For example, Edison, who made thousands of experiments, invented the light bulb.
还有今天叫励志灯。
Today, it's called a motivational light.
火星的马斯克。
Elon Musk of Mars.
这些人是值得我们为他点赞的。
These are the people we should be proud of.